Welcome to this episode of Side Notes. Side Notes is a companion series to our Focus Point series. Whereas our Focus Point series covers key ideas that help us get more out of our reading, Side Notes takes a brief look at things that you might find interesting or have a question about as you read. Have you ever read the account of Balaam in Numbers 22 and gotten really excited about the talking donkey? And then the next two chapters, which is just Balaam talking a lot, you kind of glaze over and you really wonder why it's there. Well, today I'd like just to look quickly at what Balaam is saying in those speeches or those oracles of his. And I think when we understand what he is saying, we realize as neat and as interesting a story as the talking donkey is, that's really just preparation for what God is going to do through Balaam in the next two chapters. So I'd like quickly just to look at the context, some of the uniqueness of these speeches that Balaam gives, and then some of the themes that Balaam gives in these speeches, all in order to give us a greater appreciation of what God is doing in these chapters. First of all, the context. The chapters that precede Balaam entering the story are filled with Israel's disobedience, which means if there's ever a time where God might be tempted to turn his back on his chosen people, humanly speaking, it would be right now. But God is not content to bless. God is content to bless. He does not want to curse. That's the context. The uniqueness. Numbers 23 through 24 is the first time in the Old Testament that a non-believer, which Balaam was, by the way, used of God, but still not a believer, is the focus. He is the focus of the passage and the mouthpiece of God. This hasn't happened in the Pentateuch, which sometimes we get dulled to because we see non-believers in other passages later on being talked about, or Ahab has a big role, but this is the first time in the Bible that this happened. So it is different. And we not, in other words, up until this point in the Pentateuch, we've seen what's happening inside the camp of Israel or with God's chosen people. But now we see what God is doing for Israel from the perspective of the camp of her enemies. Now, an overview of what's happening with these oracles. There are seven oracles that Balaam gives in these two chapters, and you know when he's going to start one, because in the KJV, it's going to say parable, or if you're using a modern English translation, it's going to say an oracle. And it's interesting that as soon as we get to chapter 24, all of those oracles, which are oracles 3 through 7, it's the Spirit of God that has come upon Balaam. Balaam is no longer repeating what God has told him in a vision. It is the Spirit of God that is directly controlling the mouth of Balaam to say these things. So, what are some of the themes? In the first oracle, the main idea is that Israel cannot be cursed because she is unique. She stands alone from everyone else. She's different. That's why these curses won't work on her. Oracle 2, despite Israel's sin, her God, who is unlike any other God, refuses to curse her. Israel has a unique relationship with God, and Israel's God is unique. He's not petty. He is a faithful and caring God. That's Oracle 2. And then we get into that third speech, which, remember, is actually prophetic. It's the Holy Spirit who's just moving Balaam's mouth for him. And we see in chapter 24, that first oracle, this truth. God has determined to bless Israel, and Israel will prosper in the future. He isn't just protecting her now. There is a future blessing that's going to come. And it's interesting because towards the end of this oracle, Oracle 3, there's a prophecy of a coming king. This is a messianic prophecy that is made explicit in the next oracle, which predicts a victorious kingdom that has yet to be fulfilled in Israel's history. So when we get to Oracle 4 and it talks about the star and the scepter, that has to refer to Jesus Christ. So Oracle 4, we have this theme of Israel's ultimate blessing comes in her deliverance and in her deliverer's dominion. God wants to bless now, God will bless in the future, and in the future that blessing will be seen in this Messiah who is coming. And then oracles 5 through 7 are very short, and they kind of have a combined theme of Israel's enemies will all perish in the end. And there is amazing historical accurateness in all these prophecies. That Oracle 5 talks about the Amalekites, which were destroyed underneath Saul's reign. Asher, which is Assyria, became God's instrument of judgment 800 years after this prophecy. And Chittim, which is likely refers to the Greeks, it has the idea of this islands off to the west, is what it kind of refers to. Chittim does actually afflict Asher, which is Assyria, but that's not for 1,100 years after Balaam makes these prophecies. So what's the lesson for us? Well, I think when we look through these oracles or you reread them with these thoughts in mind, we, like Israel, are truly blessed to have a relationship with the God who faithfully keeps every single one of his promises that he makes. I think that's what we get. We see God's faithfulness. We see the blessings that come from being in a relationship with a faithful God. So as you go throughout your day today, let us glorify and praise our God because he's a promise-keeping God, as we have seen through these oracles of Balaam.